Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And we are seeing some firmness in the grain markets as what few vestiges of rain we were expecting in the Western Corn Belt were taken out of the forecast. We are looking at increasing temperatures through next week as well. That's creating a bit of market nervousness. Add into it a long weekend and a big short position. Funds are covering up a little bit to avoid taking on any unnecessary risk. I'd like to remind everyone that the markets will be closed on Monday. It is Memorial Day. July corn at 597.5 is up 6.75. December new crop 529.5. That is up 13.5. July soybeans 1335.5, up 11.5. November beans 1186.75, up 14.75. There were no flash sales this morning for any of the grain items. July soybean oil 49.42 is up 90. July soybean meal 402.20, up $5. There are ideas about increasing the amount of biodiesel being produced, being floated through the EPA. This is at its very beginning stages, but certainly that would be supportive for soybeans and in turn supportive to corn. July crush at 92 even. For new crop, it's at 174, down 175. Old crop is up about 8.5 cents. Wheat firmer across the board right now. July wheat in Chicago at 610.75 is up 6.5. In Kansas City, we're at 818.5. That's up 0.5 cent. Does look like we may be seeing a little bit of risk-off trade in that Kansas City-Chicago wheat spread that's been so strong. But generally speaking, the wheat is firming. July Minneapolis wheat at 812.5 is up 7. September rice at 1480 is up 13. July cotton seeing a little bit of short covering to close out the week and a little bit of bargain hunting mixed in as well, as we have dropped quite a bit this week, but we are seeing a little bit of a bounce today. July cotton at 81.66 was up 154. December cotton at 79.70 was up 120. August live cattle at 164.87 was up 10. August feeders 234.02, that's up down 68. Hogs, the struggle continues, 76.35, down 90 cents. June milk at 16.04, that's up 7. July orange juice at 294 even, that's up 350. July crude oil 72.66, up 83 cents again a barrel. And unleaded, diesel at 236.81 is up about 3 cents a gallon. At 258.61, July unleaded is up about 3.33 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 225 is down 6. August gold at 261.80 is currently down about 50 cents. Silver for July, though, is at 23.25. That's actually up 34 cents on the day. Dollar index at 104.26 is currently up 2. Stocks are well bid this morning, and we are getting rumors that we are getting close to a debt ceiling compromise and that something will be in place before we're unable to pay our light bill. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,112. That's up 347. S&P 500, 41.99, up 48 points, up about 1.25% on the day. That 4,200 level has been a nemesis for this market, and a weekly close above that would set up for some interesting behavior next week. NASDAQ Composite, 12,917, up 218, or 1.75%. Along with this, interest rates have been generally higher this morning. We did get the PCE inflation numbers, and they did come out a little hotter than expected, and we're still printing well above 4%, in fact, just under 5% on this particular data series, which is the Fed's favorite. So there are ideas that we may see another rate hike coming. Market's doing a pretty good job of putting in those rate hikes itself right now, though. The 2-year note at 4.57 is up 4 basis points. The 10-year at 3.83 up 2 basis points. And the 30-year at 3.98 is down 1 basis point. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.